The debate was held at a senior citizen center in Appleton and touched on things like the Social Security Trust Fund and Medicaid benefits. The audience applauded both candidates' answers at times, but the challenger, Republican John Gard, was once booed for his response to a question about negative ads. The two were asked about the recently closed New Page paper mill in Kimberley and what they'll do to help the affected families. John Gard tied the issue to high gas prices.
When you got to take something you make here and move it somewhere else, you are at an economic and geographic disadvantage in northeastern Wisconsin if energy prices are high.
Gard favors opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling. Incumbent Democratic Representative Steve Kagan testified to the International Trade Commission last week about the New Page closure.
Communist China has targeted everything that we make for extinction: textiles, steel, auto manufacturing, and more recently, paper.
Perhaps the most challenging question came at the end, with the debate moderator reading a question from the audience.
And the question is, I would like each candidate to say something positive about each other. But wait, there's more. And be sincere in saying it.
Steve Kagan used just half of his two-minute allotment to praise John Gard's service in the state assembly and for his athleticism. Gard used his 2 minutes to briefly praise Kagan for serving in Congress, then attacked his opponent for voting for tax increases. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.